The definitive teachings of the Church's magisterium are based not only on Scripture, but also sacred tradition. In fact, we can say that sacred Scripture is itself a product of sacred tradition. The Gospels existed orally and were handed on before they existed in written form. And the entirety of Scripture as we have it today was compiled by the Church, based on, in part, what books were used in the tradition of her liturgical worship. Christ also made no command to write anything down, but to teach. So while in one sense we speak about Scripture and tradition as two side-by-side fonts of revelation, there is a sense in which sacred tradition is prior, as Scripture came forth out of it, and not vice versa. In any case, we can say that these two flow from God and form His one definitive self-revelation. As the Catechism says, quote, "Sacred tradition and sacred Scripture are bound closely together and communicate one with the other, for both of them, flowing out from the same divine wellspring, come together in some fashion to form one thing and move towards the same goal. Each of them makes present and fruitful in the Church the mystery of Christ, who promised to remain with His own always to the close of the age." Unquote. God's revelation of Himself to us is accomplished via these means, Scripture and tradition, and in order to interpret them correctly, He gave us the Magisterium. While magisterial teachings are based on Scripture and tradition, these teachings themselves also come to form part of sacred tradition. For example, the Council of Nicaea in 325 based its dogmatic teaching on Christ's divinity on the tradition of the apostles and on the Gospels, and the teachings of Nicaea are themselves now part of the Church's sacred tradition. We must assent to the Nicene formula that Christ is consubstantial with the Father with the same faith with which we assent to Christ's own words in the Gospels, "The Father and I are one." Because they really are not distinct, the former is just an explication of the latter. Nearly every critique of the Catholic teaching on tradition is based on a misunderstanding of how St. Paul uses the word traditions in his letters. It is easily dispelled by simply reading those texts in full and recognizing that he is criticizing the new Jewish converts to Christianity for clinging to the old law and its outward rites, which passed away when they were fulfilled in Christ. There is no sense in which his words can be taken as relating at all to the transmission of Christ's revelation in the Church. Just because the word tradition is used in both cases does not mean that they refer to the same thing. Many things can be handed on, which is what tradition means, both the vain and outdated external rites of the old law and essential truths for our salvation in Christ. Sacred tradition refers to the latter. With the two fonts of revelation, God provided us with the interpretive authority which we call the magisterium, the subject of our last episode. Perhaps an example might help to illustrate the relationship between Scripture, tradition, and the magisterium. Placing a copy of the U.S. Constitution in everyone's hands is going to result in as many interpretations as there are people. The mere words only tell you so much. And in fact, it is not those words that created our national identity, our legal and moral tradition. It is in fact our identity and legal and moral tradition that constituted our country. And this tradition which constituted our nation was set down in part in written words in the Constitution. And in order for us to adhere to the principles which constitute our nation and are written down in the Constitution, and to understand the relation of these principles to other things not named in the document, we need an interpretive body that is definitive, hence the Supreme Court. Now, of course, this analogy only goes so far, because even with the Supreme Court, we're dealing with fallible judgments, but hopefully you can see the point we're trying to illustrate. Let's conclude with the Church's teaching on Scripture and tradition as articulated in the Catechism. Quote, "Sacred Scripture is the speech of God as it is put down in writing under the breath of the Holy Spirit, and Holy Tradition transmits in its entirety the Word of God which has been entrusted to the Apostles by Christ the Lord and the Holy Spirit. It transmits it to the successors of the Apostles so that, enlightened by the Spirit of truth, they may faithfully preserve, expound, and spread it abroad by their preaching. As a result, the Church, to whom the transmission and interpretation of revelation is entrusted, does not derive her certainty about all revealed truths from the Holy Scriptures alone. Both Scripture and tradition must be accepted and honored with equal sentiments of devotion and reverence."